what God gave Adam to keep him safe was knowledge. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we don't know some things. We lost some things. We're here as sons of God to fix things that are broken. What do we have to fix it with? Something called the blessing. God may be calling you to be a transition person, one who stops the transmission of negative tendencies within your family line. You will cut it off. This thing is not supposed to go from the parents to the kids to the grandkids. Somebody's gonna cut that off. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are a transition figure. Know that God has a restoration for you. He has a way to restore the years that the king of worm has taken away. Don't leave the covenant. The covenant will fix anything that's broken. There is a wall of separation between the blessing and the curse. I'm going to show you that. Put something right there, right where you got it, right now. And look over here to Exodus chapter 9. This is the children of Israel down in Egypt. Got it? All right, now God is about to deliver them. I said there's a wall. The blessing wall. Look what it says here, verse 3. Behold, the hand of the Lord is upon the cattle, which is in the field, upon the horses and upon the asses and upon the camels and upon the oxen and upon the sheep. And there shall be a very grievous murrain, which is diseased. Mad cow disease. Y'all ever heard of that before? Verse 4. And the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. And there shall nothing die of all that is the children's of Israel. I said that your cattle may be out there with their cattle. But there is a blessing wall. Y'all got that? So you don't look at their cattle and then lose your faith in the blessing of your cattle. You can't look at the circumstances and determine what you're gonna get. You gotta look at the covenant. That's what Jacob did. He looked at the blood that was on Joseph's coat and made an assumption. My son has been killed by a wild beast. Notice his tongue. And what happened to him? Instantly he left faith. Instantly he began to age. So I'm putting a wall between the curse that's on them and the blessing on you. Now, don't tear the wall down with your tongue. Now, let me show you somebody that did. Come on over here, because this is a word planet. Everything starts with that kindling. But a big fire comes out of small kindling. The tongue is a little member. So the tongue is kindling. Folks, I was brought up down south, but sometimes my mom and dad used to take all of us down to my grandmother's to stay for the summer. I hated it. But they used to come down there. Not that I hate my grandma, I love them, but I hated going away from my friends, you know, all summer and so forth. But they sometimes would light a fire because they had wood stoves. And they'd light the fire, they need kindling. They need a little strip with some sap in it, and just try that, it ignites right away. Try to start a fire with a big log. Get some matches. You just use up a whole box, and then you need another box. Why? But if you just get one match and one piece of kindling, poof, it lights. But then you take the kindling and put it under the wood. And then it catches gradually, and now you got a big fire, but you don't see the kindling anymore. So I'm saying it's a fire raging in families, but it will start with somebody's tongue. because their tongue tore down a blessing wall and it started a wheel in motion. This making sense to you? Now, so I said, they can't touch you. Women, you're exempt from abuse. Now I'm just telling you, this hadn't been taught because it hadn't been taught from the kingdom. Now, let me verify what I said. So after I taught that last Sunday, I was taking my wife out to breakfast the next morning because I'm trying to do what I'm reading here. And we got a text while we were at breakfast. She did. And the lady said, "This same thing happened to my mom and dad." I said, "Wow." So we had her to write it up. Here's a little of what it says. Her father apparently was abusive, and he was an elected official, all this kind of stuff. And our father got fed up with my mom and sent her to her dad's or something like that. And my grandfather didn't say much, but just began to pray after my mom was sent. And my mother had already been praying for my dad's salvation and his stubborn, mean ways. That night, my father said that he had a dream where God showed him hell, and that if he continued to treat my mother that way that he was treating her, that he was going to die and he's going to hell. Now, this is a dream. He specifically informed my dad that he had no more chances. My father woke up sweating and frightened. And he woke my mother up and asked her to give him a Kleenex. Now, Mom said that she thought, "Oh no, here he goes again, waking me up in the middle of the night to startle me about the church." And she was very surprised when he began to apologize and told her that he will never mistreat her again. My dad kept his words. Matter of fact, he loved my mother so much that he boasted of how much he loved my father, my mother everywhere he went. He bragged about how he was never sick because my wife would pray for him and he'd get healed every time. And she constantly reminded him that God healed him. But he said, you were used by God. And he was faithful to her and could not stop talking about his love for her everywhere he went. He supported her in the ministry. She was a minister and also a deacon. My mom and dad were famous throughout the community and the church for having breakfast together every morning at a favorite restaurant, even up to 3 months before she went home to be with the Lord at 80 years old. They would walk to the bus stop hand in hand and just sit and talk, then walk back home. And he referred to her as the baby. And every day of their 60-year marriage after that, even though he had eight babies, they had eight babies of their own, my mom named me Love because she loved my dad. And they told me the story and so forth. And my dad changed the course of a generation and set a standard for his daughters. I love my dad. But what am I saying? God may be calling you to be a transition person. A transition person is one who stops the transmission of negative tendencies within your family line. Glory to God in heaven. This thing is not supposed to go from the parents to the kids to the grandkids. Somebody's going to cut that off. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are a transition figure, praise God. Now, what am I saying? Where did I get this from? God gave me this in marriage. He said, they, if they knew the covenant, they could never get physically abused. I said, wow, that has never been taught. I ain't never heard that in my life. Now, I'm not saying anybody sit up here and go through physical abuse. I'm saying this. Whatever is revealed to you will be restored to you. Remember, what God gave Adam to keep him safe was knowledge. That's what he gave him. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, where did I get this from? I'm studying, preparing for you. And God spoke to me and said, tell them that I will protect them even from abuse. And use these two scriptures to show it. Got it? Nobody can touch you. You are as much the seed of Abraham as I am. Folks, I was just preaching down in South Carolina, and a lot of the people were servicemen that we were preaching at, and they got up, and Colonel began to tell stories about him, Psalm 91, and how he's confessing it over in Iraq, and they would shoot an RPG right at him, and the RPG would die before it even hit the Jeep. He saw it with his own eyes. Don't tell me folks can get to you. They can't touch you. Come on now. I got authority. I got something to say. I got the blessing wall between me and the devil. Now, living in the supernatural. It ain't been taught. Say amen. That's all I'm telling you. We got some tools here. Amen. If you know how to work the blood, you can put a bloodline around your house. Amen. Come on now, come on. If you got faith in that blood. Isn't this wonderful? God is calling you to be a transition person. You won't cut it off. It won't run in your family line anymore. Last place. Let's go over to Job. Hallelujah. Restoration comes through revelation. Verse 8, I'll start there. Now, you know he was getting blessed. Am I right about it? Everybody know that. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is not one like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him? The devil's just, he's giving you some secrets right there. Yes, sir. Yes. There's a wall around you. Amen. And about his house, watch this. That means your kids. Come on, come on, help me. That means about all that he has, that means on every side, that means your property, your business, your, come on, everything, He's got a hedge around him. I said, there's a blessing wall up. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Watch this. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, and he's going to curse you to your face. Wow. Now, what she didn't know is that Satan didn't know that Job was not just serving God for what he could get. What you got to know is Bill Winston is not serving God for just what he can get. What you got to know is you are not serving God for just what you can get. Job said something very interesting in Job chapter 14 and chapter 13 and verse 15. He said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. What was he saying? I don't care what to put on me. The nature of God will not change. The covenant of God is forever. And your marriage is not only a miracle, it's a covenant. A covenant says what yours is mine and what's mine is mine. No, what's yours is mine. Let me get that right. What's yours is mine and what's mine is yours. The covenant is forever. And that's why women used to be virgins, and when they married a man, then the man would be the first one that would have intimacy with him, which would break a wall called the hymen, which would cause blood to flow. And a covenant means where blood flows. And it would cut a covenant. You say, well, I see, now I passed that a long time. Okay, wait a minute. Believe for a reset. Now, I'm just hear what I'm saying now. I'm not trying to embarrass. I'm saying with God, all things are. All right, just stay with me now, all right? Okay, all right, now, y'all get me saying all these things. I'm gonna tell you like it is. Okay, now, see, I'm trying to let you know there's therefore now no what? Condemnation. See, I can't go through this and you leave here condemned. That's not the way the truth works. The truth's supposed to make you free. You're not supposed to get condemned because you're not, the perfect thing of God is not happening in your life. You're supposed to wake up and say, hey, praise God. I'm going to get that going in my life. That's humility. Pride is a person who think they know everything. You can't tell them nothing. They're doing everything perfect. And that's a prideful individual. That individual will never be changed. It's always somebody else's fault. It's his fault, her fault, daddy's fault. Came from a dysfunctional family. We all came from a dysfunctional family. Came from the devil. But know that God has a restoration for you. He has a way to restore the years that the cankerworm has taken away back. Don't leave the covenant. The covenant will fix anything that's broke. And do it unapologetically. The devil's hope is that you would leave somewhere condemned. God came with Jesus and saved you when you was cussing. When you was reefer smoking. Saved you when you was drunk as a skunk. Saved you when you was lying and signifying. But he saved you anyway. So don't look back. Bless his no holy name. He's a wonderful Savior. He didn't come to condemn the world, but he came that the world might be saved. That's a problem when you know half the scripture, but you don't know the way out. See, I'm here to give you the whole counsel. So you'll know, I don't care how many times you did what you did, God has a way out for you. You take a prostitute off the street or a drug dealer that's been selling dope all his life, God will turn him around and put him in the gospel. That's the God you serve. He's a mighty God, I tell you. Don't ever try to tell me nothing about my God. Paul said, my God shall supply. Oh, I like that. That's my God. I don't care what you've done. See, the devil can't do what God can do. God is a creator. And if a person's mind has been blown by drugs, God will just give him a new one. Chapter 2 of Job. Job chapter 2 and verse 9. Then said his wife, this is after Job had lost everything, do you still retain your integrity? Curse God and die. See, that's choosing the curse. Job said, no, no. You're speaking like a foolish woman. So I'm here to tell you, God restored everything that Job had lost and did it twicefold. Folks, you didn't choose him. He chose you. So what am I saying? These are the kingdom principles that you and I must bring into this whole conversation of marriage. That it started with a miracle. It takes a miracle to put two people together. But watch, we got to keep God in between it so we can reach our destination. God has planned for you to live like heaven upon the earth. I trust that you were blessed by this exciting teaching. Now, it's entitled Kingdom Families. Now, here are three important points I'd like you to remember. One, you can't look at your circumstances and determine your outcome. You've got to look at the Word of God, the covenant of God. Look at what God has promised you. Now, even in us raising some of our kids sometimes, look like they might be doing all kinds of strange things, but we got to keep saying what God said, keep praying what God has spoken in His Word concerning our children. So we've got to keep looking at the covenant. Secondly, your marriage is not only a miracle, it is a covenant. Marriage is a miracle. It's God who brings marriage together. It's supernatural something that happens. What the Lord puts together, let no man put asunder. He puts it together. He knows exactly the kind of person that we would need so that we could form this unbeatable team and do what God has planned for us to do in this earth. So it's a covenant. A covenant means it's something that's forever. It's everlasting. It functions with God in the middle of it. Praise God. Number three, don't tear down the blessing wall with your tongue. In other words, no matter how things might look, you can, if it's not right, you can use words to fix it. Praise God. The announcer is going to give you some important information on how you can order this powerful set of teachings on kingdom families, and I'll be right back. What God gave Adam to keep him safe was knowledge. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because we don't know some things. We lost. We're here as sons of God to fix things that are broken. What do we have to fix it with? Something called the blessing. God may be calling you to be a transition person, one who stops the transmission of negative tendencies within your family line. You will cut it off. This thing is not supposed to go from the parents to the kids to the grandkids. Somebody's gonna cut that off. And the whole world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. You are a transition figure. Know that God has a restoration for you. He has a way to restore the years that the kingdom worm has taken away. Don't leave the covenant. Covenant will fix anything that's broken.
Come back to the Garden of Eden and build a marriage and family on the foundation of the principles of the Kingdom of God in Pastor Winston's dynamic teaching entitled Kingdom Families. To order on CD or DVD, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at billwinston.org.
Now, it's important that you know that God has a restoration for you. And I'm saying if you're going through something, if things are not right, God can restore things. And the covenant can fix anything, the Word of God. That's what it's for. Anything that's broke, it'll bring alive. Anything that's dead, it doesn't make any difference. And so God is calling us to be transition figures. In other words, there might be some negative tendencies flowing in our family line. You know, people have been on divorce, people have been on welfare, so forth and so on. Negative things flowing. Well, we can be the transition figures. We can take it and start speaking life and cut those things off right with our generation so they won't repeat themselves with our children. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Praise God. Well, that's all we have for this time. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.